Natasca, A Legend of Lake Mohonk, read by Alan Davis Drake. Why does the south wind sigh as it passes Mohonk's lovely water? Why are the shadows so deep when the cliffs hang over the tide? Ages ago, the shore was the home of the Sagamore's daughter. Ages to come, her story with mountain and lake will abide. Still, through the lapsing years, the winds and the shadows have sought her, sighing and falling forever, for lover and bride. Where Shangam's rampart meets the skies, cool in its broad embrasure lies, the fairest lake the hills enfold, crystal Mohonk, whose waters bold challenge the winds, and answer loud when thunders roll from cloud to cloud. The red man loved its sparkling tide, its crags, its woods, its valleys wide, and on its sunny's marge of yore dwelt the high-hearted Sagamore, who ruled from mount to river shore. But now, for many a restless day, had bent beneath the Mohawk's way, and tribute paid for cliff and strand to chiefs of Onondaga's band. Of all the ills her shire had known, little his sheltering care had shown. His young Natasca, rarest maid that ever roamed in Shangam's glade. How blithe she was, how light and free her footsteps over hill and lea, her velvet cheek, her smiling eyes, her lustrous hair whose soft disguise her dimpled shoulders fell adown, her rounded arms so rosy brown, the fawn-skin tunic's careless grace, the girdle thick with wampum strewn, the shining beads that lace on lace about her shapely throat were thrown, the moccasins with broidery fine her fingers wrought beneath the pine. From Shangam's mountains to the sea, no other maid was rare as she. And had she lovers? Aye. Her name thrilled many a youth of forest fame, who heaped his gifts and sued her sire with eager words and heart of fire. But one and all he answered still, "The maid shall wed the man she will." For pleased he knew his faith was plight to Wisiwa of lineage bright, who proudly wore by crag and lee the wolf badge of the Lenape. To Wisiwa the valorous, peer of the chiefs of Aesopus, and worthy joyful days or dire to share Wawasing's council fire. To Wisiwa whose tender gaze, as in the mead she plucked the maize, that golden morn he gaily bore good tidings to the Sagamore. Entranced her heart, that golden morn he gaily bore good tidings to the Sagamore. Entranced her heart, unmoved before. "Welcome," her gracious sire had said, and to the first-strewn couch had led. And while she brought her highland cheer, their trout, their samp, their venison, and when the simple meal was done, and tidings told, delayed to hear of wars and hunts and phantom deer fleet as the wind, with antlers wide. But wanderers on the hills descried, and stolen glance and mantling cheek revealed the charm they could not speak. And when beside the spring they met and vowed to love and love forever, within her necklace beads he sent his treasured magic amulet, wrought by the gods of ruddy ore, on the great lake's mysterious shore, that naught their wedded lives might sever. Then, with the honored ancient ways befitting chiefs and bridal days observed, the Sagamore decreed, when trees should bud and brooks be freed, with feast and train the maid should go to glad his lodge the hills below. Alas, an alien eye has seen Natasca in her forest sheen, bold Taganwita from the river where the fierce Mohawk fills his quiver, has marked the maid and swiftly sped this darling of the woods to wed, nor brooked he right, nor form's delay, bent but to win and haste away. Renowned in hunt and war was he, and versed in woodland gallantry. His beaver robe, his broidered vest, the bear emblazoned on his breast, his locks with eagle feathers crowned, his wampum belt his waist that bound, his regal port, his manly form, were fit a maiden's heart to warm. And pipes of carven stone he brought, and richest furs, through perils sought in lonely waste and northern snows, quivers of otter skin, and bowls painted with potent mystic scrolls, all at her father's feet he throws, he who denial ne'er had known, and asks Natasha for his own. "Brave Mohawk," says the sagamore, "thy words would open many a door, but I have said, and say it still, the maid shall wed the man she will. And now my faith for her is plight to Wissiwa of lineage bright, who proudly wears by crag and lee the wolf badge of the Lenape. Our tribes are kindred, and their way was mightier once than thine today. Seek in thy vales thy heart's desire, the maid to tend thy wigwam fire. Natasha cannot be thy bride." "Vain boaster," fierce the Mohawk cried, "shall Taganwita be denied? Shall thus a vassal chieftain dare? Let the base Lenape beware. The sun will sooner leave the sky, the river northward flow, than I my purpose lose. For mark me well, Natasha in my lodge shall dwell. Hear my word." That instant fell a gloom of clouds o'er the lake and wood, and turning quickly where he stood, scorn on his hips, his brow a frown, the Mohawk strode the mountain down, and vanished like a shadow fled, where the slight pathway valeward led. "Behold, bold robber," said her sire, "and let the north wind cool thine ire. Thy words are hawks. The dove shall fly beneath their swoop to safer sky. Natasha, thou hast naught to fear." And forth he fared to chase the deer. Now fell the snows, the brooks were still, the hunters housed by plain and hill, but in their wigwams fold the maid, her robes to deck, her mats to braid, forgot the lodges by the river, where the fierce Mohawk filled his quiver, and let her fancy wander free to Wissiwa and the Lenape, sure that his talisman had power to shield her in an evil hour. Thrice the new moon o'er Shungum hung, then March winds roared the woods among, and April's sunny showery weather woke bird and brook and tree together. Tomorrow, at the break of day, Natasha takes her westward way, and all the forest pomp with her of gift and guard and servitor. Content yet fain to keep the hills before the evening dew distills, or the low sun the veil bereaves, unseen the merry camp she leaves, and climbs the steep to view once more the crags, the lake, the lovely shore. While down the vale the day declines, and crimsons all the mountain shines. Wistful she stands above the brink, and marks a fawn that stoops to drink, and a lone eagle circling high where the huge cliffs uphold the sky, and north upon the horizon's rim greets the great ranges blue and dim that bar her father from his foes. Then, wondering what the years will prove, born from this scene of childhood's love, where sweet is every breeze that blows, to all the gods of earth and air she breathes a fervent maiden prayer. And the wind died, the veil was still, and twilight hung o'er lake and hill. "Natasha," said the voice so near, It smote her heart with chilling fear, and all the joy within her dies to see the dreaded Mohawk rise from the dusk wood and front her thus, defiant, stern, victorious. Natuska, sire nor powers divine can aught avail, for thou art mine. Long have I watched my warriors wait to guard thee to the river gate, and thence our light canoes will fly up where the Mohawk meadows lie. The base-born coward Lenape, 'twere shame to mate with maid like thee. A step, and he was at her side, but swift as fawn, afar she springs, and where the pathway closest clings to the sheer edge, she holds her way, pursued as hawk pursues its prey. Woe to the magic amulet her lover in her necklace set. Where was the hill god's kindly care? Why failed the powers of wave and air her frantic homeward flight to guide? A riven, treacherous rock she pressed, crashed downward to the lake's clear breast, and plunged the maid, tomorrow's bride, full deep beneath the whelming tide. Madly the Mohawk followed her, dropping from crag to cleft and spur, and when he gained the startling shore, no trace the rippling waters bore, nor sight nor sound in cove or glade, save the wild moan the night wind made. Natuska's hapless fate betrayed, and rent with bitterest rage and pain, baffled and powerless to deliver. To the dusk wood he turned again, and sought with steady steps the river. I love to think athwart the waves she swam to find some hidden cave, some secret bower whence glad she stole to meet the sachem of her soul. I know not, but the legend's bride sleeps evermore beneath the tide. And yet they say in balmy eves above the brink the maiden stands, and silent, while the south wind grieves, lifts to the sky imploring hands. And then her bold, relentless lover leaps towards her from the laurel cover, and proud salute and sharp recall echo along the mountain wall. But should you near them, man and maid, grow fairest shadows in the shade, and down the lake pursuit and cry blend with the wandering zephyr's sigh. Gone are the sagamores of old, their heights and valleys strangers hold, and blue-eyed girls with sunny locks roam the shy glades or climb the rocks, and list to lovers' vows, and dream of bridal morns by cliff and stream. And while Mohonk spreads crystal fair, and Shangum lifts its crags in air, while laurels flush and sunsets flame, the waves will speak Natuska's name. This is a Cloud Mountain production, produced and directed by Taizen Kumoyama.